Hey guys.
Welcome or welcome back to Likewise Pod. I'm Issa.
And I'm Sam, and we're so excited for another episode this week. But are also, we? Yeah, actually we're not excited. Because, yeah, Likewise is canceled. Like, this is the end.
I have no words, honestly. Sam, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, are we gonna get closure from this or not? Like,
no. Like, it's weird to be recording this together. Yeah. I feel like it would have made more sense to do it alone.
Oh, a little solo moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's fine. We're here. We're already recording.
I think that makes sense. That really shows everybody, you know, really how much we can't, you know, be on the same page. But
last episode, I don't think we said like a lot, but like towards the end, like we were saying some things. This sounds so scandalous. We were saying like some things, and it just kept making me think of songs. I was like, you know what? One of these episodes, I'm just gonna start singing every song that I think of, like, whenever we say, like, the right words. Oh, like,
whenever it's in your head?
Yeah, like, same page.
I only listened to, like, part of the last episode. I know, very fake of me. Because I remembered that I sang a couple times, and I didn't want to hear
Oh my gosh, and last week we were both sick, except like,
yeah, that too.
It didn't actually sound like we were, either of us, we were like very sick, but no. I felt really
thought it was gonna be insufferable.
I felt really not good last week, so that was rough, but glad that it did not come across.
Yeah, no, me too. But what I did listen to was good.
That's so funny. Okay, so I guess before we get into all of the drama of today, I guess, I don't even know what to call it, we're gonna do our roses and thorns for the week. So Sam, what are your roses and thorns?
Okay, so my thorn is something that needs to be canceled for real, which is winter. It needs to be gone. It needs to never show her face again, because I'm done with her. But yeah, it like snowed. Blizzard warning, got a bunch of snow, wind drift, everything, ice, like thick layers of ice, multiple inches of ice for sure. And it was not good. It caused me to be stuck at home for 2 days straight, and it was like, that was good, but also bad. Like, I had a lot of fun the first day, and then the second day, my afternoon felt so weird, and I was getting a little stir-crazy. And luckily, I've been able to go back to work the last 2 days and feel a little bit normal again. And then, guess what? It was 60 degrees today. You're telling me the middle of the night 2 days ago was 9 degrees and today it's 60. Okay. I mean, I'll take the 60. But this like really needs to be our very last snow. Like this needs to be the last one or else I will lose my mind. And then my rose, this sounds so bad, but like earlier I almost literally wrote down, can't think of one. But like, no, I do have roses for sure. I was just like, you know, in a bad mood thinking about the weather, and I've been still feeling a little sick, so I was like, I do not have a rose. But I actually did last weekend spend a lot of time cleaning my room, and one of the things I did was I got all my books put away, and I had like piles and piles of books just like in stacks on every surface of my room, and now they're all on my bookshelves, or like my desk has like a little built-in bookshelf on the side, and I turned my old nightstand that I had to move because my desk was too big I moved that into a corner by my bookshelves and made the top of it like a TBR cart, basically. So that's kind of cute. And then I just have like gotten a lot of writing stuff done over the last week, which has been really fun. I've just been feeling pretty creative. But yeah, those are mine.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun, a TBR cart. Thorn, I need to clean my room. It's just, it's always a need. It's actually disgusting. It's so bad. Anyways, moving on to my thorns that I have written down. Sam's been going crazy on the public story. Like, at least I contain mine to the close friends. No, literally, she posted something today, and I was like, Sam, I thought that was going on close friends. And she goes, well, too late now.
It was probably honestly still early enough for me to delete and repost.
Yeah, I was very much thinking that's what was going to happen, like, as we were talking about it. And then you're like, wow, I should have. I was like, yeah, so what are you going to do about it? No, but it's so funny. So it's okay. But yeah, I was like trying to think of thorns. I was like, I actually don't really have any. So I was like, yay. So that's my silly thorn, is that Sam's just absolutely wild on the public story. So sorry to everyone who's seen that. Okay, my rose is that we have some secret projects. We might be able to tell you soon, like maybe around Likewise birthday, which is in May. So it's like kind of soon, but also not. And I'm itching mm-hmm. to tell so bad. And like, it's taking, I almost spilled the beans last night. And Sam read a conversation that I had with someone, and she's like, Issa, never do that again, JK. But she could probably tell, like, the moments where I was, like, so close to saying something, but then I didn't. But yeah, also, we announced Same Way Books, which is so fun. I'm excited about that, which is just another fun thing to add to the resume, and just, like, another fun thing for us to do in light of pod news.
Yeah.
LOL. Anyways, and it's technically officially spring, so it makes me feel happier than it being officially winter. So, yay.
Yes. So good. I am very, very excited for Issa's roses. And they're honestly my roses too, even though I said I couldn't think of a rose.
That's so fake of you.
So fake of me.
That's why we're canceled.
Yeah, no, it really is. But yes, there's just like so many exciting things in the works and that we've thought about doing and have wanted to do for a long time. And I feel like we say that in every episode. But like, it's just so fun to say. Like, I never want to stop saying that there's something I'm looking forward to and like something coming up in a project that's just so good. And it's so good that I want to spill my guts about it every single day. Like, and if you look at anything we post, if you're ever questioning, like, is this a hint? Or, like, is this an Easter egg? Like, everything is. Like, somehow every single thing we ever post is a hint.
Yeah, we're like the Taylor Swift of podcasters.
We are.
We're the Taylor Swift of secret projects.
Yeah, exactly.
Some see the light of day. Others
never.
Do not. No, how many? Shoot. There was like a really big one that we had. Like, we're like, oh my gosh, secret project. And then like, it didn't happen. I remember. Never mind.
We like soft launched a business that we were gonna do, but like before it was like fully developed into business, like there was still not really a plan for it. We just kind of wanted to see where the wind would take it, and the wind did not take it.
Okay, and honestly, I think we could still do it, but like it wouldn't be anonymous, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like we could make it so that there would be anonymity behind it, but like ultimately people would know that it's us doing it.
Yeah.
Which was what we were so scared about. Okay, so, TLDR. This is likewise lore. Big likewise lore. I don't remember, like, how this idea came up. I don't remember who came up with it. Like, everything is always, like, a joint thing between me and Sam. Like, one of us will come up with, like, a very basic bones idea, and then the other person will be like, oh my gosh, and this is how we can make it better. And then we'll just, like, build it back from there. Yeah. And, like, it's just, everything is so collaborative, which is so much fun. And so, somehow, we got this idea. We're like, what if... I think it's because, like, my love language is words of affirmation. Hers is gifting. And so, we're like, what if we do, like, postcards? Like, anonymous postcards. And we're like, oh my gosh, this is from us to you. Or from likewise to, you know? And so, like, our brand, we came up with it, like, to you. Period. It was so funny. And, like, we came up with these postcards. We bought postcards and stickers, I think. Mm-hmm. And we, at chapter meetings in our sorority, we would have, like, this moment where, like, we would give, like, words of encouragement or notes to our sisters or whatever. And we came up with, we were like, okay, let's make a list of 3 people every week. And, like, not people, like, necessarily in our circles. Like, yeah, some of them could be, but we didn't want to be traced back to us. And so we'd, like, write these notes to people, like, on this weird postcard. And...
It's kind of, like, creepy when you think about it.
Like, yeah, no, it was really weird. And only one of our friends knows about this. Like, only because she saw it, and we're like, and we put it in, like, the sister jar or whatever it was, or the pansy jar, I think. Yeah. I think. I don't know. And we dropped it in, and we had to be so secretive because, like, we didn't live in the house, and so, like, we had to, like, carry it from our apartments and drop it in there without anyone seeing it was us. And oh my gosh, it was just so crazy. And then we'd always run out of the house so sus, giggling, and we're like, act like, you know, like, don't be suspicious, don't like, that was, like, epitome of us. Like, the last 3 weeks we were in the chapter, or we were actives, and it was the funniest thing. So, like, maybe we'll bring it back. I think that would be so fun to bring that back.
We've always thought there was something there. And I feel like it's, like, always kind of stuck around to be, like, a maybe something. Like, that's why, like, we've always said, like, from us to you. Like, we've always, like, that's been a big, like, part of our just, like, phrases and brand identity and stuff. Because we've just always, like, intertwined all these things. And obviously that crosses over into same way books a little bit. But... It's just so funny. Moral of the story is we always have a shenanigan up our sleeves. Like, every single thing we do, like, there's a shenanigan.
There's usually a rhyme and or a reason behind the things we do, which is really funny because if you notice in real life, not always the case.
Right. It just, like, it makes it fun for us to, like, because it's kind of like, okay, it's like when you post something for one person to see, but it's, we do it for, like, each other. It's like us posting, like, for the other person to get it.
We're like, oh my gosh, is Sam gonna see that I said from us to you?
Yeah, how, like, fun. When I wrote this caption, like, what's, is she gonna notice?
I wonder, like, have people noticed that? Have they been like, oh my gosh, they say that all the time? Let us know in the comments down below. Subscribe. JK. No, but if you guys have any theories about anything, let us know, please. Like, we're literally dying to know. And if you think you might be wrong, that's okay. We won't judge you.
Yeah. I don't send theories.
I don't send people my theories because I get scared of being wrong. I'm like, that's not for other people to know that I'm wrong. I don't want people to see that. But I promise you, we're not judging you if you're wrong. We'll just be like, can't tell you.
Amazing. Okay, also, I'll give you some real truth to you right now. We originally, when we were coming up with, like, our episodes for this month and, like, following the theme, we thought it would be, like, kind of fun to talk about cancel culture again, but we've just, like, we've done that so much, and it's, like, you know, not that it's not fun anymore, but, like, sometimes it's just, like, what could we do, like, new? So then we were like, oh, what if we were canceled? So that's where, like, that all came from, and, like, just mirroring the whole, like, likewise pot is toxic thing, that's how we ended up here. And so instead of just, like, talking about being canceled and cancel culture and things, like, we thought it'd be kind of fun to almost, like, give the perspective, not like scare you guys that likewise would be over, but, like, kind of give, like, I don't know, a view into, like, what, I don't know, what are, like, the silly things that we were, like, would jokingly say would get us canceled, but then also just, like, use it as a check-in to, like, to kind of talk about those newer projects we have, and maybe also some of the other times that the pod has, like, been canceled but not being canceled. Like, I don't know, just kind of, like, looking
times
at...
Times that the pod has gone into a coma.
Yeah. Like, just, like, any time that, like, things would go, like, not to plan or whatever, I guess. Because, like, there is a consistent thing, and it's, like, I feel like we've done it a couple times where we've jokingly said, like, yeah, the pod's over, and it's never been over, but because it's, like, anytime we're doing something new, obviously maybe people are thinking, like, is it over?
Yeah, and, like, I feel like if likewise were to ever actually end, like, I don't think we'd have a normal sit-down conversation about this. I feel like we'd probably... I mean, maybe we would have a goodbye episode, but I don't think we'd go into something... I don't think we'd go into an episode together and, like, go so deep into it. I feel like it would probably be something where we both tell, like, our sides of it, or just be like, hey, this is where I'm at.
The full call her daddy sit-downs.
LOL. Yeah. No, I cannot imagine, like, likewise is canceled episode being longer than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Because, like, what would there be to say?
What would we
say? Yeah, exactly. So it's, like, I don't know. I just, this would, sitting down and, like, doing that weird bit for 15 minutes. Thank God that is not going to save a live day. Unless you're on the Close Friends, then maybe it will. But, like, that was just weird. And I was, like, this feels so wrong in so many ways.
Yeah. No, like, you can't get rid of us. I'm sorry.
LOL.
Not like anybody's tried.
You. Oh, maybe they have. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they have tried to cancel us.
But yeah, so today we're throwing likewise a little celebration of life, remembering the good times and also, like, some of, like, the maybe not so good times, but just kind of more reflecting on all the things that we've learned throughout the past 4 years of having a podcast. And yeah, like Simon said earlier, just kind of checking in about our current projects and, like, some things coming up. And yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. I love that. I thought it was funny. I wrote up this thing from, like, I don't know, just trying to be funny about, like, what are we getting canceled for? Like, theoretically, someone does try to cancel us. What is it? Or, like, just from our perspective, like, things we know about more of, like, the inside of the mm-hmm. pod, like, what would we cancel ourselves for? So I put some down, and I just think they're so funny. Like, most definitely gaslighting. Issa and I talk about this a lot, but, like, when we put up, like, an episode late or something, but we have Issa still put the episode upload date as the original date it was supposed to go up, so it always, like, it doesn't say that we're late.
Yeah. If you're like, oh my gosh, I thought this episode came out a couple days later, but it says it came out on a Saturday. It did come out on Saturday.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Another one is obviously clout chasing, because that's how we get a lot of new listeners and followers, is with guests. So if you've ever been on the pod or are going to be on the pod, just know we are absolutely using you for more listens. Not because we actually value you and want to be your friend.
Yeah.
JK, that's a joke, guys, I promise. I'm sorry. It's so hard to tell tone when you can't see my face. Right, I'm sorry.
This is so unserious. No, we actually love you guys so much. And it's so funny. I was about to say that's actually false.
You chase our clout.
You. I'm like, yeah, actually, nobody listens. So.
Joke's on you.
Joke's on you. Our next one is bad takes. Like, for example, our thoughts on cancel culture or on interpersonal relationships with celebrities. Like, maybe you so hardcore disagree with us. Like, maybe you listen to our episodes and you're like, these girls are wrong. So, bad takes.
Yeah, and you know what? That's so fair. Like, if you disagree that hard, don't listen. I'm not gonna lose sleep over it. Sorry, maybe that's rude, but we're canceled anyways. Ah. okay. Oh, man. Okay, the next one is leaking secrets. Typically, they are our own, but sometimes there are other people's, like Sierra's blurb for model behavior, her current work in progress, but it's gonna be published this year. We did, in fact, leak that on the pod. But, little known secret, I, Issa, actually did know about it. I saw it because it went to the Likewise account. Two, it was all a plan. So, joke's on everyone who thought that was real. It was fake. It was a bit. It was the only bit we'll do.
And we had, and I quote, enthusiastic consent.
Yes, that is so true. Consent is so key.
Okay, the next one. Being chronically online. Have you ever been on Instagram and wondered how the Likewise account is always active? It is never not active. There's constant story after story. There's thread. The fact that we post, I'll post a thread or something, and then the next second, like someone's post to share it to the story. Like, it is all happening at once. We are everything everywhere all at once. And I'm not apologizing for it.
I think there's actually maybe 5, maybe 6 hours in a day that we're not active, and that is between the hours of like 1 Pacific and, you know what, sometimes it's like between 1 and 5 Pacific. So that's only 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's because Sam wakes up early, and it's way early for me. Like, I'm not going to wake up at 5 Pacific. And I go to bed so freaking late. So obviously I'm going to be active at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
For me. That's 3 a.m. Central. So 3 for Sam. She's not going to be awake then.
It's kind of fun. Like, our friends post a lot. And I've been missing posts from people all the time.
Me too.
They're posting a lot.
Yeah, I'll see stuff like on the store. I'm like, I didn't see this. And then so I'll have to go back. Or like, I'll like, oh my, no, you know what's actually really embarrassing? Is I'll like people's stories from the Likewise account, and then I'll forget about that. And I'll go onto my personal, I'll look at their stories like 2 or 3 minutes later and like the same things from my personal. I'm like, oh my gosh, wait, I feel like I just did this. They're gonna know exactly who's on Likewise. Because it's not like I'm liking all the stories or just like one or two. Well, wait, okay, wait. Hold on. I'm liking the exact same ones. Like, if there's, like, 15, like, share, like, posts on their stories, I'm liking the exact same things. So it's, like, I know exactly what's happening. And I'm pretty sure they know exactly what's happening, too.
Yeah.
Sorry so much.
No, like, I'll post on my book account and then immediately go to Likewise, like my post, share it to the story. Because it's, like, 9 a.m. So it's, like, I'm the one who's up. And then go back to that account, or like and comment on my friend's posts on both accounts, like back and forth. And I'm like, maybe this is embarrassing.
Hey, okay, you know what? that's one reason why we shouldn't be canceled, because we have so many accounts that we engage with.
We are engaging.
So that's one for not cancel and like six for cancels.
Right.
And we still have another one for cancel. Staying in our lane. Do we do that? Absolutely not. We're always starting something new. So
right. We have inserted ourselves into everyone's business. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Hey, authors, we're going to be friends with you. Hey, authors, guess what? We're doing books, too.
Except Sam cannot insert herself into the poetry community. So.
I can't. It's literally impossible. Like, I wish I could make up how difficult it is to actually, like, make friends. And, like, there is a couple people that I have talked with a little bit. But the other thing is, like, the only people that I've genuinely connected with and, like, have community with who write poetry, guess what? They're also writing, like, romance and other fiction books. Like, everybody who only does poetry, like, I swear they do not want to interact. Like, they're just too cool and mysterious to be friends.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, I really took, like, I think from us with our podcast, like, becoming friends with a bunch of indie authors, mostly indie romance authors, it is such a welcoming community and is so easy to, like, find your pocket of people and make these, like, really awesome friendships and get super involved with each other's lives, like, fully become friends. And so then I was like, this is awesome, I love this so much, let me try to do the same thing with my poetry. Crickets.
Yeah, and I think it's actually really interesting that we were able to do that, because, like, we're not a Bookstagram account. Like, we're not.
Yeah, we weren't, yeah.
Like, we're not about book. Our, like, our Instagram account is not about books. Our Threads, not about books. But, like, we've somehow inserted ourselves. Oh, my gosh, like, the way I did the friend group sophomore year. I infiltrated. But, like, we felt so welcomed. And, like, I don't think there's ever been a point in time where we didn't feel like we belonged. I mean, obviously, we feel like we don't belong here. We're imposters. But it's not, we haven't felt like, oh, they don't want us here. Like, we haven't felt like that. So, which is so funny, because, like, wow. Sam only just now has to do with books. And, well, I guess now we have to, since same way books. But, like, that's literally just for Sam's poetry and, like, her debut coming out. So, it's like, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's so funny. And, like, just like all the other things, because, like, obviously we started as a podcast. Like, we're two creatives, and we got together because we wanted to talk and, like, record a conversation. So we started a podcast. Oh, like, I've always loved merch. I've always wanted my own merch. So, like, that's also something that, like, I'm interested in, and, like, something that we've kind of started, discovering? No. I don't even know the word for it. Exploring. Oh my gosh, I'm so stupid. Sorry. That's, like, something we've, like, kind of explored a little bit, but haven't really done much with. And, like, graphic design. We love, like, concerts, so, like, posters or stickers or, you know, anything else. And we're like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun. Like, all the things. So it's, like, we've done so many things, it's like we're absolutely not staying in our lane. Sorry to all these other people who know where they belong. We don't. We belong everywhere.
Right. I think there's a good mutual understanding, and it's one of the things I love about, like, the, like, indie author community, is that most people don't see other indie authors as competition. Like, everybody sees each other as resources, friends, like, has just such a great appreciation for each other. And it doesn't feel that way in just surrounding yourself with just podcasts, but I've talked about before how you need to, like, find your community and your, like, audience and all this stuff. And at the end of the day, the person doing the exact same thing as you is not always your audience. And, like, your audience might be somebody else. And so in the same way that we are the readers of these indie authors' books, like, we are their audience, like, they are also our audience. And so it's just been cool to, like, make that connection and realize, like, oh, these are the people that, like, we are genuinely meant to be friends with. Like, all these people that we get really close with, we're like, wow, this is so awesome. Like, I'm so glad we're friends. And so that's just been cool, because it's been hard to connect in those other places that we thought we had to connect in.
Yeah, I will say, though, that in the past year or two, that we've really connected with other podcasters really well. And, like, we have made those connections that, like, we wish we would have been able to make, or, like, we wish we would have found in, like, the first year or so of having a podcast, because it would have made this, you know, whole podcasting thing so much easier, because because, you know, at first, like, first, honestly, what, 3 years? No, first, like, two and a half years of it, like, we were so alone, and, like, we're like, oh my gosh, we're the only ones with a podcast. Not, like, we're the only ones with a podcast, but, like, other people weren't reaching out to us, we weren't reaching out to them, and blah, like, all the things, and so we weren't, like, we weren't hitting the audience that we needed to at the time. And then, like, we connected with a couple in 2022, which was so fun and so cool, and, like, building that relationship and still having, like, a decent relationship with them, like, it's awesome. But really in the last couple months, or since late 23, when we really started doing kind of more niche content, like, more bookish things and just more niche content to us lifestyle-wise, we've, like, connected with other podcasts, which, you know, some are doing the same things as us, but others are doing different things. And yeah, like Sam said, just because another podcast is doing the exact same thing that we are, like, we're not necessarily each other's target audience. So it's really cool to see other podcasts that are doing what we are doing, and, like, we're doing what they're doing, like, being able to be mutuals that way, but also seeing others that it's like, oh, like, we don't do that, they don't do what we do, but, like, we're the target audience for both, you know? And so, like, that's cool to, like, build relationships through that as well. And, like, it's so funny that our actually pretty really good podcast relationships came after we started doing more niche things for us. It's like, oh, maybe this is where we're supposed to be. Like, we're kind of figuring it out more.
True. No, I agree. And I feel really bad because, like Issa said, we had some good pod relationships we made in, like, 2022. And they're still, like, everything's fine. Like, nothing bad happened. But, like, some things, like, suffered the consequences of us taking, like, a hiatus, or, like, being kind of absent from the podcast for a while. Like, we just missed out on, like, furthering some of those relationships. Or, like, some of the pods that we, like, kind of were getting closer to, like, just don't exist anymore. Like, they canceled themselves. So, they're gone.
Yeah, and, like, I know it was weird for us when we're like, oh, we're back, and then we take 2 months off, and we're like, okay, we're really back, and then we take 8 months off, and it's like, okay, we're back again. And luckily, we have been really consistent the past, like, the past year, but others is like, oh, they're MIA for a couple months, and then they're like, okay, we're back, like, this is where we've been, and that's their last episode in December of 21 or something. And it's just like, no, where'd you go? I actually, like, Sam and I would talk about some of these podcasters all the time, be like, oh my gosh, we could see ourselves, like, being friends with them, like, so excited, and then they drop off the face of the earth, and we just get sad. We're like, we're never saying we're gonna be friends with anyone ever again, because this is what happens.
it's really sad to, like, go through and, like, see, or to even, like, watch your friends, like, stop something. Like, it's really hard to watch someone, like, give up on a dream. So I really hope that, like, and I know this would happen, that one day if either Issa or I were to be like, you know what, like, I really think maybe it's not worth it, we should just stop, or, like, all this stuff, like, that the other person would be, like, a sounding board and, like, give them a reality check and be like, absolutely not. And if for some reason it is like, yeah, I really feel the same way, it's like, okay, do we take a very structured break? Do we, like, do this stuff to, like, what can we do to make us excited again? Or what can we do to change what we've been doing? Because, like, whatever reason wasn't working. But I really hope, because of just how sad it is to watch people, like, give up on these dreams, like, that we keep each other accountable in that way. That we're like, no, you're not, you're not jumping ship.
But for real, like, Spotify kind of wants us to be canceled, which is
for real
annoying, but also LOL. And so we're like, part of the plan of today, like, we wanted to be, I feel like we're always pretty transparent about the inner workings of the pod, or like how we go about like editing and uploading and just like the behind the scenes of it all. But we just want to be like more transparent about like the experience of us low-key, high-key abandoning the pod for way too long, and things that included like losing monetization and losing audience and streams and, you know, all like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because it really took a hit on us. Like, it made us, like, I don't know, realize, like, are we even doing things right? Like, it's honestly one of the things that made us question, like, if we were making the right content, if, like, we needed to shift the way we thought about episodes, if we even, like, I don't know, just made us question everything about what we were doing, because it was, like, how can we tell ourselves like we really are gonna come back this time if like to us it looks like nobody cares,
you know, like all this stuff is going against us and we're the only one, we're like the only thing, like we're the only pros on this list of pros and cons, like there's only two of us, but then like the cons are just like so much.
Yeah, no, that is a good way to put it. But yeah, I think it was very like real and I think relatable, like how long we took off the pod and like where it correlated with our like era and like time frame of our lives, like really just trying to figure out the post-grad thing and like, I don't know, just life, like it was just impossible to keep up with, and like we tried for like a second. And so we did have some long breaks. Like Issa said, we had like a we're back moment and then a we're really back moment and then we're back. So it was kind of just like over and over, and it was probably like the better part of like not a year, but like 8 months.
It was probably like 8 months, yeah.
Yeah, and so that was, like, a really big hiatus. And we have had times before then that we had, like, maybe, like, 3 months of nothing. But that was, like, never that serious.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, during that time, like, it seemed like no one noticed. Like, we would still go on the Likewise account, and, like, we'd still, like, look at things, but we weren't posting or, like, we weren't doing anything with it. And back then, no one was going to notice the Likewise account anyways. So we were probably getting more engagement from just listens than we were, like, Instagram or whatever, which is fine. But, like, it seemed like no one noticed or, like, no one really cared. And, like, we were the only ones who maybe did. So we really weren't in a big hurry to get back to creating content or to, like, recording or anything. And it just, like, we were both busy with life, like Sam said, like life just got in the way, and we just graduated, or like, I mean, technically I was still in school until July doing online classes, but like we both were, I mean, I'll speak for myself, like I felt kind of overwhelmed having a podcast and also just like on top of, you know, post-grad life or like trying to finish my degree life, and then like finding jobs and like whatever. It was just like, oh my gosh, podcast, like that's not the necessity right now, so let's just put that on the back burner.
Yeah, like we just like, as much as we maybe even like wanted to, we just could not prioritize it, because like we didn't even have the means to, like, live our life anyways. You know, it was, like, we were trying to figure out, like, jobs and life, like, all this stuff. So it's, like, well, then we can't prioritize something that's, like, not gonna get us there either. Like, the podcast was very much not, like, close to a job or anything at the time, so it was like, we can't do this. So yeah, it was kind of just like, oh, we would interact and do random things on the couch. We would post like random like reels or like, I don't know, we were just like, we're still doing our thing a little bit. It was kind of fun. And we knew it would be something we would do, and we had so many ideas for it. And then we honestly, yeah, we did get back into it, like, because we wanted to do our other podcast. So then, but then that kind of gave us the, like, reality check of realizing we didn't want to abandon Likewise either. So, like, we've talked about many of times, but our, it was just very interesting. Like, there's just so many things that just made us, I think, feel bad about ourselves during the hiatus, and it's very easy to, like, sink in that and just be like, well, why should I do this again? Like, we've already basically left it, or we're not even gonna get the streams, or growing is too hard. And we didn't even know at the time, because when we first started the pod, and for the first 2 years that we did it, we were able to monetize, and like, we would get to watch and like see our streams and like know how it was impacting and like collecting and like knowing how that monetization worked. Like, we had an ad read for our distribution platform, and that was so fun. It felt very professional. And then we left the pod, and the distribution platform like changed completely, and we got back into it when we were like restarting and actually coming back, and we realized after we posted a couple episodes that like we did not have monetization anymore.
Yeah, like, we weren't making money, and like, intellectually, I knew that it wasn't because of anything that we did. Like, it was because the platform changed. Like, it was changing its like T's and C's, its terms and conditions, and so like originally needed no minimum listenership for to make money, which was great. So we made almost $30. Still haven't cashed out, so it's just sitting there waiting for us. But like, in the moment, and honestly, like, I think even until a little bit recently, like probably until a couple months ago, like, it kind of felt like, oh my gosh, if like I should have put in the work, like, we should have been on it, because then we could have like grown, we could have like kept monetization, we could have all these things, when in reality, like, it was nothing we could have done about it. Yeah. Like, ooh, yeah, you keep posting episodes, maybe your listenership, your audience will grow, and like, maybe you'll be able to like keep monetization. But like, at the rate we were growing back then, absolutely not. Like, it wasn't right. It wasn't gonna happen. And yeah, so it's been nice to get out of that funk, and not really worry about that anymore. I mean, like, yeah, we want to be monetized, we want to make money from it, but like, at the end of the day, like, that's not our be all end all. But yeah, and like, some things we've noticed, like, since our, yeah, I think it was 8 months, our 8 month hiatus, we have noticed like less streams per episode, which is still like, honestly, it is discouraging, like, even now, because we feel like we have built such like a strong community and stuff, but like, seeing relatively low numbers compared to earlier episodes when like we weren't super consistent, it's like, oh, what are we, like, we're doing everything right, why are like the numbers not matching that, you know?
Yeah, like, it's like, it was this thing where I said to Easton once, I was like it just feels weird, like, I feel like there should be more streams, because we have all these friends that are like real friends, but we still have like maybe like way less streams than we expected, and so we're kind of almost like, oh, so like, and we have no question over if our friendships are real, because
yeah, like, whether people real. Listen or not,
yeah, it's like, because at the end of the day, we're like, we've learned to have a separation between, obviously, we want to grow the podcast and we want our friends to care. We want them to listen to the podcast. But if they just want to be friends, like, we can be friends. Like, we are a bigger entity than just our, like, Spotify, Apple Pod streams. Like, we are, like, a whole personality on Instagram, basically. Like, we do other things. We are still going to support our friends' content. You know, it's like, it's not about if they're listening to the episode or not.
Yeah, and like, we do have at least one friend who we know, like, does not listen, and she's so funny. She's like, Issa, I love you and Sam, but I cannot listen to your podcast because I feel like I'm intruding on your conversation. I'm like, no, that's literally the point. I didn't say that. I was just thinking it. But, like, that's fine. And she's so, like, she's on our close friend story. She, like, watches everything. She sees everything. She likes everything. She engages with us. She got a Christmas card, a holiday card. So she's invested. And, like, honestly, that means almost a little more than if I knew she listened, you know? Because it's like, no, she might not be listening, but that's okay. She's still invested. She's still, like, supporting us. She's still supporting us the way she supports celebrities. She doesn't even know. and so I just, like, I don't know, I think that's so kind, and, like, that's so big, and I'm very grateful that she did tell me that. Otherwise I'd be like, oh my gosh, what'd you think? I mean, no, actually I wouldn't talk to her about it, but she, like, she does ask questions about the podcast. She's like, oh, is that a podcast thing, or, like, talking about books? I'm like, oh yeah, you talk to this person on your podcast, right? I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. It's like, it's so fun. But yeah, I don't know, it's, yeah, we are now, we're able to be like, it's okay to just have friends who don't listen, or, like, have friends who do listen, or have just listeners. Like, it's all okay, and we're not gonna get butt hurt about it like maybe we would have years prior.
Yeah, and, like, we do obviously have goals, like, where we're like, yes, we do want to hit these milestones, because, like, it would just, like, be such a good accomplishment, because, like, some of them are actually really hard to hit. Like, you'd be surprised, like, I don't know, at how difficult it is to start something from scratch, basically, and try to hit, like, your goals, and, like, build, like, a real audience that's actually engaging. But yeah, we definitely have more engagement and a better and, like, tighter community now, and it really has helped us just, I don't know, feel more confident, want to keep posting, like, feel not like a pressure to post, but, like, we want to, like, be there. We want to be, like, present in our community. Like, recently I've just been thinking about it, and I'm like, I barely post on my personal Instagram anymore, and I've posted on it recently just to, like, do collab posts with my book page. And the reason why I literally don't care about my personal Instagram is because I'm like, it's not that I've forgotten about everybody over there, but it's like, I don't really have, like, very many connections still with people on there. Like, friendships that, like, we're really, like, talking and checking in on each other and, like, all this stuff. But, like, the besties on Likewise, like, we talk every day. we comment on each other's posts every single day. So, you know, it's just, like, somewhere that I like being present. Like, it's just, like, a fun online community.
Yeah, and, like, I think it's just so much fun. And, you know, like, even with the drawbacks from our hiatuses, we've seen just so much more growth from being, you know, consistent and, like, actually finding our niches, which is so fun. And, like, literally, Sam and I, we didn't even notice when we hit 400 followers last year. But we're like, oh my gosh, wait, we're at 400 now. And I think we also hit 300 last year. Like, we started somewhere in, like, mid 200s or something, and then we hit 300. We're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool, that's so fun. And then we hit 400, and I don't think either of us said anything. And then by the end of the year, we had 500 followers. We're like, when did this happen? Like, I remember January 1st, we ended January 1st, 2024, with 511 followers.
And we hit 500 that day.
Yeah. And January 2nd, we had 522.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, wait, this is so cool. Like, I don't know how we were growing. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, what did we post? And then now we're like 700 something. And like, we hit 700 by mid-March. And like, we've never grown that fast before. And it's like, not just like, yeah, numbers are great, quantity is great, but like, we've never grown that much like in quality, like connections, mm-hmm. or like quality episodes before. And so like, that's such a big milestone for us, and like, we're so stoked about it. And like, we talk about it all the time, because like,
literally
like, when we hit 600, no, maybe it was 600 that we didn't notice, maybe not 400, I don't remember, but we're like, wait, when did we hit like this number? That's actually so wild. And because we are at like 620, we're like, wait, when did we touch 600? But no, it's been so much fun. And like, we're really not trying to be those people that's like, oh my gosh, wow, thank you so much, like, this means everything. And like, not saying that that isn't genuine from people who'd like do that, like, I believe it is, but at the same time, like, yes, we are so grateful, but we don't want it to feel like, oh, we're just all about the numbers. Like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm just digging a deeper and deeper hole.
No, it's been really exciting, because at the end of the day, like, we are obviously still very small creators, and it's something where it's like, we put in so much time to everything we're doing. Like, this last week, I put in, like, the amount of a full-time job into just doing, like, likewise related stuff. Like, and there's certain weeks where like, I will, yeah, do that. I will just like go in overdrive, and I'm like, this is probably annoying, but I like just go off, and I just like do so much. And it's not just likewise, it'll be like stuff for like my book and stuff too, but but it's just like, wow, we put in all this time, and it's not a job at all. Like, we put in all this time, and the return, you know, might not be having full-time job income, but it's, like, very quality in terms of, like, the connections we have.
Yeah, we were actually talking today, and, like, okay, obviously, I'm always in my dilemma of, like, what do I actually want to do? Because do I actually really want to do anything? I genuinely think the answer is no, and that makes me so sad, because, like, I do want to do stuff, but, like, I think I've said on the pod before that, like, I think I'd be more than happy having, like, four or five, like, part-time jobs, just so I'm doing something different, like, all the time, versus one full-time job, you know, but, like, with the benefits, obviously, I want full-time benefits, but with, like, a bunch of different part-times. Like, it's so hard for me to think about doing one thing for the rest of my life. I'm like, I genuinely don't know what I want to do. But then whenever I think about the pod, like, I'm like, wait, that would be so fun. And like, so Sam and I were talking today, we're like, imagine like the pod becomes full time, like likewise media stuff, like anything likewise adjacent, like just full time jobs. Like, that would be so fun. And then Sam's like, yeah, for real, that's a dream. I'm like, yeah, you've got the experience with like, you know, shoots, like campaigns and stuff, and we've both got like big and small event experience, and you know, oh, magazine experience, social media, website, right, that kind of stuff too, we've got that. So check. We're like, wow, we're basically set. But no, it's just, I don't know, like, now seeing our community and like the way we've, like, you know, the people we've surrounded ourselves with, like, I feel like we went missing, or, like, we fell off the face of the earth now, like, people would check in, maybe, I don't know, but, like, now, like, we do feel really excited about content and recording and episodes, and just, like, there's so much inspiration that, like, we find everywhere. And usually, honestly, do I come up with, like, a lot of the episodes? No, but I'll, like, just be talking, and so I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so good, and then she'll, like, figure out how to make that into an episode. I'm like, amazing, great, love that. But yeah, and then also I feel like now we also feel more freedom to do whatever we want with it. LOL, so funny, because long time likewise listeners know that we used to say that at the beginning of every episode. Hi, welcome back to Likewise. It's about whatever we want. But, like, I think even back then we were still trying to figure out, like, okay, what are the trends? Like, what do people want to listen to? Instead of just, like, us figuring out what we want to talk about and then, like, doing our own thing. And we've gotten a lot of compliments about that, which is really, really cool. Like, from so many different kinds of people and, like, random people, like, have said, like, no, what you're doing is really, really cool and it's so different from what others are doing. And we're like, oh my gosh, really? Tell us more. But, like, it feels so much more natural and authentic and organic than it did even a year ago when we were still, like, producing content that we liked, but it still felt like we were trying to cater to the masses or, like, figure out, like, how are people gonna listen to us.
Yeah. Like, we've really wanted and, like, prioritized getting a little bit more niche with, like, just our style of what our content is and, like, our episodes, and, like, what people expect or what they're coming to likewise to really find or, like, gain and listen to. And it's, like, the way our niche is, it's very much, like, we're not too niche. Like, we have our things we like and that a lot of our audience likes, but we, like, I feel like we never get into something too deep to where it's too niche and not just, like, a conversation just anybody could enjoy listening to. Because most of our topics come from a place of us just being intrigued. Like, we just want to explore a topic and we want to talk about it and relate it to our lives and kind of catch up on our lives. But we're not, like, getting so intense on, like, this is our, like, this is our book podcast or this is our music podcast and today we're going to talk all about this one very specific thing that you would not know about at all, you know? And I think that's something that makes us, like, different from other people.
Yeah, and I think, like, that's something that scared both of us, like, from doing the podcast, because we're like, what would we talk about? We don't know. And then we're like, oh my gosh, that's it. It's about whatever we want. And, like, I've had people before tell me, not, like, a lot, just, like, a couple, be like, no, Issa, you guys should, like, figure out, like, one thing so then you can be, like, more niche, so then you can, like, build your audience. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. But also, like, I don't want to have the same conversation every week. Like, honestly, you know, being in a book slump right now, rough. Because, like, right now, yeah, I want to talk about books, but also I'm like, get those as far away from me as possible.
Literally have not been reading. Have not been touching books.
Yeah. And so it's like, I don't want to talk about the same thing every week. And, like, if we are talking about the same thing every week, how are we going to find new things to talk about? Like, it doesn't, I'm just like, I can't do that. And so, like, even if we were, like, an advice or, like, a how-to or, like, I don't even know, like, what else there is, like, just talking about life or, like, how many things can we really talk about? I don't know. And so it was so funny, like, putting ourselves, like, we're thinking so outside the box, like, oh, we can talk about whatever we want. Like, that was putting us into, like, a whole other box. Like, oh my gosh, we need to talk about something different every week. But, like, now we're like, no, it's okay for us to talk about similar things every couple weeks or, like, totally different topics. And it just, it feels so much more our own than it ever has before, which is such a nice feeling. And I hope it just continues to feel like this the longer we do it.
Yeah. That's why I really like these monthly themes. Like, this is the last episode of our monthly theme of madness, which was, like, kind of a weird one to start off with because a lot of these episodes kind of, I will say, pushed us outside of our comfort zone because they were, like, either a little bit different in format from episodes we've done before or, like, they're just weirder topics. Like today, for example, we tried to do a bit for 15 minutes and scrapped it. Like, we're like, this is not us and this is weird. We don't like it. And so we've, like, pushed ourselves to explore what these kinds of things would look like, and see what we can do differently. And I think that monthly themes is a success. Like, I think it just, like, it helps people understand, like, what we're really doing. And, like, I think it helps that, like, we almost, like, give, like, a bird's eye view of what the episodes are going to be at the beginning, but, like, still not divulging everything about the topics. Because then it's not just like, here's an Instagram post on the day our episode is live. surprise, new episode, this is what it's about. Like, I feel like people are more interested knowing, like, ahead.
Yeah. I really like that we started doing that, too, and I think it makes it so much easier to, like, actually look forward to the episodes, like, not just as a listener, but as someone on the pod, I'm like, because before, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm so excited, but I'm also like, ah. So I think, like, now, like, giving people kind of a little bit of an inside look, like, it's more exciting for us, because we're like, oh, my gosh, we get to talk about this week, instead of just being, like, total secret keepers.
Yeah, no, it's been really fun to be more open.
Yeah. And I'm so excited for April. April's gonna be so good. And in April, spoiler, gonna get vulnerable. Not like super vulnerable, just like a little bit. But like next couple weeks, we haven't decided yet. We're gonna have our co-host interviews. Yay! So excited. So if you guys have any questions for either me or Sam, or maybe both, let us know.
Yeah. We love co-host interviews. If you don't know what that is or what that means, like maybe you found us in the last months or last year and you don't know, every single year we've had the pod, like we have never missed co-host interviews. Like hiatus or not, they have happened.
Maybe months later.
Maybe late, but they happened. So there is co-host interviews for every single year, which if you didn't know, that makes these ones the fourth.
Yeah. Oh, we did do it the first one. No, we didn't do it the first one. Maybe. I don't know.
I was trying to figure it out.
Because, like, our seasons, like, our new season start at the calendar year instead of likewise birthday. Which, likewise birthday would have made more sense, but that's in May, and so it's, like, we wanted to do it every calendar year, so then it was just easier to figure out, but now I'm confused.
Right. So. Now I'm confused. I think we did co-host interviews early on. I think we did them season one.
I think we started it on, likewise, first birthday.
You're so right.
I think that's what we did because we're like, oh my gosh, how do we celebrate co-host interviews? And we thought we were so cool.
We did think we were so cool. It's kind of like the Billie Eilish same interview years later, where like a couple of them we like kept the questions mostly the same, but I think the last year and this year we're making an effort to make more of the questions new and more relevant to the new things going on in our lives.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, it's fun asking the same questions and stuff, but it's also, like, I know your answer hasn't changed from last year. And so, like, some of the questions that are the same from previous years, like, we've revamped them. So, like, we're asking them in a way that, like, yeah, we know this was your answer last year, but also, like, different. I don't know. You'll just have to listen. It'll make more sense when you hear them. Yes. Ah, yes. Wow. We've been thinking about co-host interviews literally for months, and now they're finally coming up, and I'm so excited.
Yes. Same.
So, wow, as we close out our final episode of March Madness, Sam, what is your final March song of the week? What's the song that's going to get you canceled?
Yeah, I guess we should have done songs. Canceled artists only.
That would have been so
all right,
funny.
Changing mine to the 1975 right now. Okay.
Oh, I was going to say Rex Orange County. Oh my gosh.
Okay, my serious song of the week is Superstar by Rainbow Kitten Surprise. This song is so good. And I'm very excited. I love how some of my song of the weeks recently have been like, I'm very excited for this album. But like genuinely, I am very excited for this album. And it's been funny the other times that I've said it because I've said it. And then the album came out in between when we recorded and when the episode went up. So then it's like, it seems like I'm uncultured and don't know that the album's already out. But like, I was very excited for it in the moment, and it wasn't out yet, I promise. But it's a great song. Yeah, that's all I got.
mine is so funny. Oh my gosh, wait, we didn't even talk about Same Way Books, but that's fine.
Yeah, like barely.
LOL. Mine is Not in the Same Way by Five Sauce, and like that's just been stuck in my head all week because I think it's so funny. It's like Not in the Same Way, and then like likewise
in the same way. I also and, that's one of my favorite Five Sauce songs.
No, it's so good. Like I just I love it. I love it so much. And so like, okay, so the post where we announced Same Way Books, like I used 2:14 because that's like our favorite Band Camino song. Like it's just a classic and it's like one of the first ones I heard, if not the first one I heard, and same. I don't know, it's yeah, it's Sam's too, so it's like obviously we'll use it. But I told Sam, I was like, okay, I'm between 2:14 and Not in the Same Way by Five Sauce, because I thought that would have been so funny if we used Not in the Same Way. But I was like, no, we'll use a Likewise Lore song, it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's been stuck in my head all week, so.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, if you... There was, like, honestly, probably a year ago, it was, like, a... It was not a trend on TikTok. I'm just a little too deep on Five Sauce TikTok sometimes. But it was like, Not in the Same Way, like the bridge. And it was like sped up. And it was like, if you can't do this, if you can't say all the words at this speed, you're fake. And I was like, let's do it.
And like, and you're like, now, oh my gosh, no, I'm fake.
Now every time I listen to the song, and if I'm, like, in the car or something, I'm, like, I have to do the whole thing. Someone's having a conversation with me. I'm sorry. I'm pause. Singing this. I'm about to flex on you that I can do this.
Conversation, pause. Like, not the priority right now.
It's just one of those songs.
That's so good. Oh, my gosh. I love that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So fun. I'm so excited for what's to come. April is going to be so good. And then May is also going to be so good. And if you saw Threads the other day, you'll know that in May we have 3 guest episodes, which is so exciting. I'm beyond myself. Like, I cannot wait for those. But until then, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and, you know, whatever other stream platform you use, so that you know exactly when an episode comes out. Might be a Monday or Tuesday, but it's definitely not, because we wouldn't do that to you. It's always a Saturday.
It's always unless you're a May,
then it's Friday. But yeah, and then also follow us on Instagram, likewise_pod. That's where all the fun stuff happens. And then you can follow us on Threads too, because that's also where other fun stuff
happens. That is where the really fun stuff happens.
It's where I talk about wanting to leak stuff, but I don't actually have any secrets to spill, so I can't.
That was so funny, because I fully thought you were gonna like find something to leak, and then you were just like, no, I don't have anything.
I just said I was in the mood. I didn't say I had anything.
Right. Well, but then everybody was like, please, yes, leak, spill.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so note to self, have secrets before I say that I want to spill secrets. But also I think we're gonna try to post more on Threads, and then maybe even post on Threads before Instagram. I don't know. Ooh, yeah. So I don't know how the algorithm works.
If you really want to see our posts, maybe you need to be on Threads, because you might get early access.
Also, it was so funny, because like on Instagram, like we were trying to think about the caption for Same Way Books, and we're like, we don't know what to do. And then like I wrote something up and posted it, and then I was like, I'm not gonna try to do that all over again. Like, I'm not gonna like copy and paste or whatever. So I just said T with the post.
It was good. I liked that.
Like, I feel like that's just
some things just speak for themselves.
Yeah, tea.
Some things make people just want to get investigative. Like, we want you to want to know more and go find more for yourself.
Tell us all your theories about everything, please. It's okay if you're wrong. We have been very publicly wrong before.
Look closely, make theories.
Give us your best questions. Red dot theories.
Yeah. Give us, which, listen to Sierra's episode if you don't know what that means, but what we really want theories on is the question mark. Give us question mark theories.
What's the question mark?
Like in our post. Like the...
Oh, I was like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Dot, even question mark.
LOL. Honestly, I'm not even sure what that means either. Anyways, this was so much fun, Sam. Sorry that the bit didn't work out, but that's just not who we are.
it wasn't right.
Love you all the same. No, it was so fun, and I hope you just have a really great rest of your day.
Thanks, Issa, and likewise to you all. Bye.